We're doing the Sefer Maasiyot, and we're up to the story of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who managed to outsmart the Angel of Death. When the Angel of Death was told he has to grant Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi a wish before he takes his life, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told him, I'd like to see my place in the Garden of Eden before I go. And then the Angel of Death said, okay, I'll take you, I'll show you. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, I'm scared of traveling with you while you're still armed and dangerous. Give me your sword. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi has the Angel of Death's sword, and the angel takes him to the Garden of Eden. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi understands that the angel cannot enter the walls of the Garden of Eden. He says, but let me see it. So he says, okay, here, puts him up on top of the wall. He says, there's your place. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi jumps in, and the Angel of Death grabs his coat, and there's an argument going on in heaven. God says, if he never went back on a promise he made, so if he never annulled a vow he made, so then you can't take him back out. And they verify, and he never went back on a vow he made. He never annulled a vow he made. And so the angel has to let go, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is there in the Garden of Eden. And the angel says, give me back my sword. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, no. And a heavenly voice came out and said, give him the knife, because it's necessary for God's creatures. And Rabbi Yeshua says to him, promise me that you won't show it to creatures. Because initially, a mother could have been holding her baby, and suddenly the angel of death would have had him die in a way that the mother would go out of her wits. And he promised him that he would have people die in a more modest way, meaning people's death would be less overtly recognized. And Eliyahu came to take Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi into the Garden of Eden, and he called out and said, Panu makom lebar Levi, clear the space for the son of Levi, for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi comes into the Garden of Eden, and he sees Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai sitting by 13 rows of tzaddikim, and he asks him, are you bar Levi? He says, yes. So Rashbi asks him, did you ever see a rainbow? So he said, yes. So he said, then you're not the Bar Levi, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the real Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, would never have an angel, a rainbow in his lifetime, because he was such a tzaddik that God would never show a rainbow in his lifetime. Rainbow is indicative of the covenant that God made with earth, that God said, I won't destroy earth because I made a covenant, not because you deserve it. Well, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is such a tzaddik that he did deserve the world. The whole world deserved to exist in his merit. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, I know Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He's such a tzaddik, he never saw a rainbow because there never was a rainbow in his lifetime. So you're not him. The story goes on that really, there never was a rainbow in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's lifetime. He never saw a rainbow. So why did he say that he saw a rainbow? Because he didn't want to take pride. He didn't want to be so proud and say, no, I never saw a rainbow in my lifetime. Now, why was that the question? So, Rav Nisim Gaon explains, being that that was the covenant, that whenever Hashem shows the rainbow, that's, so to speak, to arouse mercy from above. And whenever there's a tzaddik in the world, you don't need a rainbow to arouse the mercy of the world, because for one tzaddik, it says, tzaddik yisod olam. One tzaddik is the foundation of the world. So that was the question. The angel of death went to Rabban Gamliel and started complaining. He said to him, this is what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi did to me. So Rabban Gamliel said to him, I'm happy to hear what he did to you, but let me send you to him and tell him I have a request. I want him to do something for me. And this is where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem next time.